Alonzo was greeted with a standing ovation as he came to the podium to give a sometimes emotional farewell to the school district.
I have enjoyed being the superintendent of the school system in ways that are so astonishing. People kept telling me it's a hard job, and I kept thinking, you have no clue.
For 6 years, Alonzo ran the city school system, the longest tenure for a Baltimore superintendent in decades. 2 weeks ago, when asked if rumors were true that he was leaving, he said,
"There have been rumors since the first year that I've been here. I have always said that I'm committed to Baltimore. I don't need to say it every time somebody comes up with any rumor."
But the rumors were true. Today, Alonzo said he considered resigning at the end of his first contract and also last year, but held off.
I felt that it wasn't the right time. So I have no regrets, and I feel that if I remained, I would have personal regrets that I will never be able to live with. So it's the right time.
Alonzo says his parents are in their 80s and he's needed to help with their care. School board president Neil Duke praised Alonzo for the numerous reforms, although sometimes controversial, that he implemented as CEO.
"Our district is now in a far better place thanks to his efforts. And we've been able to reverse so many negative trends that had been holding our district back. More students are staying in school to graduate. Less students are dropping out. And we've not only given students and their parents a real choice in selecting the preferred academic setting, but we've also reformed how dollars are spent."
Alonzo is given high marks by many for reducing student suspensions, bringing up standardized test scores, reducing the central office's staff, closing non-performing schools, and being instrumental in getting $1 billion to build and renovate the district's deteriorating schools. But an investigation of cheating on state exams happened on his watch, and the district's financial practices have come up short in several areas. In addition, principal union officials have bashed Alonzo for the retirements or firings of the majority of the system's principals. James Giddings heads the principals' union.
"I'm very happy that this Dr. Alonzo is gone. I don't believe that he focused on the children in the Baltimore City school system."
Giddings is pleased that Alonzo's chief of staff, Tisha Edwards, is being named interim CEO until a permanent replacement is hired.
"I think she has the vision and the ability to make this system what it should be. I feel very strongly that she will support the employees in this system, and most importantly, she will do what's right for the children in the Baltimore public school system."
Edwards has worked closely with Alonzo for 5 years. She started out in the district as principal of Baltimore Freedom Academy, which is set to close. Alonzo described her this way:
"Now you're going to have a real kick-ass superintendent."
Edwards says she plans to continue with Alonzo's reform agenda.
"Dr. Alonzo has laid a wonderful blueprint for reform. I've been involved in that. We're not trying to reinvent anything. We're trying to maintain, refine, and be better."
Edwards did not say if she is interested in the position permanently. As for Alonzo, his new title will be Professor of Practice at Harvard's Graduate School of Education. The position is reserved for those who have made significant contributions to the education field. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.